This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the meat, the nitty-gritty of the world of News Talk Radio with our weekly overview from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the charts for the week of July 26th to the 30th, the end of the seventh month of 2021. Some of the things that are here we've been discussing them before, but there always is nuance to the focus and the people list as well, and we're going to talk a little more than a little about talk radio and some talk radio personalities. But let's get started with the official list, which you can see at talkers.com, and you can also get it at djvshow.com. Michael, welcome to the sphere of influence.
Thank you very much, Doug. And here we go at number 10. Speaking of spheres, there's global climate change, although some people call it climate change and others call it global warming, whatever you call it, there are things going on.
We call it the weather.
Yeah, there's things happening with the weather for sure. And number 9, the Tokyo Olympics, and that's tied with mental health. Interesting mental health story is the biggest story coming out of the Olympics in terms of this week's conversation, at least. At number 8, we have social media bias and regulations, along with political correctness. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform continue to be hot topics on talk radio. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and Afghanistan. Afghanistan meaning the Taliban, and China have been buddying up with each other now that the U.S. is pulling out. At number 5, we have crime and violence tied with police reform and race relations. No, actually, race relations is at number 3. We have at number 4, the economy, infrastructure, and inflation. At number 2, election denial, voting legislation, and race relations. At number three, I'm a little messed up here.
Okay.
At number 2, we have the January 6th committee hearings. And at number 1, COVID-19, the Delta variant vaccines and mandates. So just to be clear, the economy at 4, election denial and voting at 3, the committee hearings at 2, and COVID-19 at 1. And that's the way it looks.
All right, that's the story of this. Yep, people list. Yes, please.
Okay, let's go. Simone Biles, the gymnast, is at number 10. Xi Jinping, kind of a gymnast in his own way, at number 9. Ron DeSantis, he's also a gymnast, at number 8. Actually, they're all a bunch of gymnasts. At number 7, we have the
contortionist, maybe better.
Yeah. We have Harry Dunn, Michael Fanon, and Ancolino Gonell, and Daniel Hodges, four police officers testifying at the hearings this week. Very dramatic and emotional. At number 6, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. At number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Dr. Tony Fauci is at 3. Donald Trump is at 2. And number 1 is Joe Biden. And there you go. Donald Trump stays in the national conversation as basically the leader of the GOP.
Is he really?
Well, that's a great question. That's a rhetorical question. But he certainly is. He's the most prominent name thrown around when you talk about the driving forces of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually we're going to have the Don and Ron show eventually.
Yeah,
Ron DeSantis, you know, Ron and
Ron
Don
DeSantis wants to run to be president. A couple of names that are not on the list that are of interest only in that they fit into you and me. When we think about people that influenced us, maybe music that influenced us, who that is our age wasn't influenced by ZZ Top, and the passing of Dusty Hill this week is of note. It shouldn't be in the top 10, but I knew that you probably.
It was in my top 10, that's for sure. I was really emotional about it when I heard about it.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, really, really important group in terms of my generation, your generation, album rock, blues, you know, driving rock and roll. I used to call them the raw CD. I used to call them the little old band from the raw CD underbelly of the Lone Star State. ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And Billy, given the it's just the one who sounds like he should have a beard is the one who doesn't have a beard. The name.
She's got legs. She knows how to use them.
All right. So that's discussed in our DJV download. For those of you who listen to the DJV program, it's at djvshow.com, The Passing of Dusty Hill. All right. So let's go back to our list. Simone Biles is at number 10 on the people list. And there's another person who is creeping into the lexicon, if that's the right word. This fencer named it's Alan, I think, Hadzik. There's a lot of support among the U.S. Olympic team for Simone Biles. There are some mental midgets here in America who are throwing darts at her because of they think she's a coward or she's a quitter or whatever. Can you imagine that, given if you really knew the background, what this woman has gone through? And never mind just Larry Nassar. That's enough to set you off when you equate that in past Olympic experiences. This woman has won all kinds of awards for our country, and because she's, you know, she's got issues.
Right.
And who among us doesn't? So
exactly. You know, it also shows the double standard that we still have between physical disabilities and mental disabilities.
Yes, yeah.
You know, has she a broken leg or some kind of an illness? Oh, the poor thing. But the fact that she's, you know, being plagued by, you know, her demons, whatever they may be, that's reason to be embarrassed by her. Yeah, well.
And that's why number nine this week is a focus on mental health. I thought it was interesting here in Massachusetts, a lot of people take shots at Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't happen to have their insurance, but they're probably the best known. Wouldn't you agree, of all the insurers who are around here, the secondary carriers as well?
Well, I've certainly heard of them.
Yeah. Right. So they announced this week they were going to offer online therapy coverage. That is, if you see someone and you have a mental health issue or you want to see a therapist, heretofore it hasn't been covered, but now it will be. In-person visits were different. Online, as you know, with the pandemic, a lot of people started using medical facilities and practitioners, and in this circumstance, mental health practitioners, through the Zoom or whatever other stuff you have to connect. I was going to say Sprite, Skype, that stuff.
Right.
And it wasn't being paid for, but now it will be, according to them. So I bet there will be a lot of other insurance companies that will get on to that. There's a company called Brightline that serves people here in Massachusetts, California, elsewhere. And they're dealing with the younger people and their issues. So I'm guessing that Simone Biles would fit right into that. Meanwhile, I mentioned the name Alan Hadzik, who apparently is a... I don't want to... My accusation is not going to be pointed at what some of the members of the team have said, but he apparently has been involved in lots of sexual misconduct, and the members of the... some of his teammates and people who are in the Olympics want him off, want him out. And
well, it's very difficult considering how sensitive we are about political correctness, some of which is founded in reality. In other words, I'm not saying these issues are unfounded, but we're particularly sensitive about them nowadays. It's very hard to have an event such as the Olympics, which is supposed to stand for all of these great ideals, to be without examples of people who stray over the line.
Yeah, well, the other, you know, you talk about some people and the way their words are interpreted. The mayor of Chicago said this week that she's not going to talk to any white reporters. And that brouhaha, the talk radio world in Chicago anyway, exploded. I don't know that other people are talking about it around the country, but
this is not the first time she's done that. That issue has been out there before. So of course, I mean, it really is a foolish thing for her to do.
Martha.
terrible, terrible thing to do.
All right. Anyway, 15 past the hour, we continue with our talk radio, the talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to get healthy the right way using Calitrin. This is a brief announcement because you've heard me talking about this, although every week we have new listeners, new stations, and that's cool. So if you haven't heard the message about Calitrin, what I would suggest you do, because I can't tell you the whole story in 60 seconds anyway, send you to their website, top weightloss.com. Go there, get the information about this product. It's all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. Everything in it is certified natural by the FDA. They approve the facilities and the product, which is a huge load off your mind, I suppose, because there are a lot of these weight loss products around that are kind of flim-flammy. No, that's not the situation with Calitrin under any circumstances. Proven to help with weight loss and give you the ingredients, collagen protein and aloe vera among them. You get a better night's rest. Take these four capsules before you go to bed and get to work. Your body will enjoy it and your body will show you the results. About 45, 50 days it takes for it to kick in. And then if you are on a weight loss program, you've lost weight, you want to keep it off, this is the secret. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, after you realize you can buy a 3-month supply and get another 3 months free using the DJV code plus free shipping, you'll be all set to try it and enjoy the results. Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here. The listening habits, it looks like a lot of people are going back. I didn't realize that. I thought a lot of people stayed with the radio, but some of the trades are suggesting that people are going back to the radio. And the only outfit that wasn't affected by this was News Talk. And the News Talk listenership stayed where it was, which I guess is because people want to stay connected to what's going on, right? Conversation about what's going on?
No doubt about it. It's pertinent.
Yeah, it is. And we'll continue with that pertinence in a matter of moments here. It's 21 after the hour.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're back at the lists, the stories, the people, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the chief cook and bottle washer there, and he and his staff go through listening to stations and hosts, looking at all of the info to come up with a list of the top 10 stories every week. You can find it at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. I want to bring in a couple of other bits and pieces of talk radio, because a lot of people who I hear from love it when you talk about hosts and what goes on behind the scenes. So there are two talkers in the news this week for very different reasons. One of them is Larry Elder, about whom we have spoken before. He is formerly, or at least on hiatus now, from his national program and local show in Los Angeles. He and I started on the same day, I think, on KBC in 1993. Very good guy. He could be the next governor. He really could. My, this is not just palaver. There are a couple of different scenarios where Larry could become the next governor of California.
Yes, you're right. It's possible. There is a path. There's a path to it. It's doubtful, but it's possible.
Yeah. It's really very interesting. So I was thinking about other people, other talk radio hosts who have become important in politics. There's a list of people who have been in politics that became talk radio hosts, but how many of them have gone the other way? I guess I was thinking of Pence, maybe to a point, but others come to mind when you think about it, Michael?
Pence, Joe Walsh did it. There's a guy in Minnesota who did it, whose name escapes me. He ran and he got into Congress. It happens. It certainly does. I mean, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, right.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati at one time.
Yeah.
Before that, I think he was a host. How about Donald Trump? In a way, he was a media figure, a reality TV star and a constant guest on radio.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to be a
World
star.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
A member of the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame.
yeah.
Think about it. You know,
a lot of characters. All right, now the other talker who's in the news and in conversation is Phil Valentine, who is from Nashville, Tennessee, somebody we all know. He's been a successful talk host there, and a lot of us are I wouldn't say I was best friends with him, but I certainly am friends, and you are as well. You know him well. What do you make of what's happened in his life this week?
Well, for people who don't know, Phil Valentine is a conservative talk show host. He's the number one talk show host in Nashville, and he also is known nationally. He's had a national show.
Yeah.
And he wasn't an anti-vaxxer, but he wasn't a pro-vaxxer. He took that, you know, that moderate, you know, what do you need it for? But he said, I'm not taking it. The odds of me getting it are very slender, blah, blah, blah. He wound up getting it, and now he is on a ventilator, and there's no change. In other words, his life is in danger as we speak.
Yeah.
And he's said that he regrets that he did not tell people to get vaccinations, and his family's put out similar statements. In other words, he's turned around and has a whole different view. This is significant, and it's really a slap in the face and cold water to the face of reality to a lot of people out there.
How so, Michael? Give us a little more of your thoughts on that.
Well, a lot of people have been on the radio, and a lot of people who have politicized the COVID-19 challenge and crisis have been equating getting a vaccination with being supportive of President Biden.
Yeah.
It's been politicized. It shouldn't be.
No.
It shouldn't be politicized. This is bad.
Yeah. I think what this is, it is bad, but yet it is the mantra of many. Certainly you hear some conspiratorial stuff from Alex Jones that seems misplaced, but there are other more mainstream hosts who have caused people to raise their eyebrows. I want to talk about the role talk radio should be playing with you as we continue in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. This is USA Radio News. The CDC has released new data on the coronavirus Delta variant. They say it's easily transmissible. USA Radio's Brad Bernards reports.
The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated.
Documents released by the House Oversight Committee show in a December phone call, then-President Trump urged senior Justice Department officials to declare the 2020 election results corrupt. That's according to a handwritten note from one of the participants in the conversation. The note shows at one point Trump told Justice Department officials, "Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me." You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, second half hour of this week's official countdown program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the keeper of the records and the rules here when it comes to the charts, the 10 top stories of the week. We've gone over those, and they're available at talkers.com and djvshow.com, the people list, etc. And I was about to ask you, because we were talking about Phil Valentine and the role that he was playing with his listeners, and we know that Sean Hannity has come out advising people to get the shots, and there are others who seemed at the beginning to not be on board, but now changing their tune. I've been on board since the beginning. I think you have been as well, although I did ask a lot of questions about it, because I believe my immune system is strong enough I might have been able to do fine, but I didn't want to chance it, especially when my family is involved. I think that's kind of where the rubber hits the road, don't you, Michael?
There's no question. It comes down to selfishness versus, you know, non-selfishness. And I think the wisest course for media people to do is, you know, if you have any doubt about it, you know, just tell people to talk to their doctor about it in terms of whether their own health history, you know, it conforms with it. Some people shouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, well, let me go into the role of talk radio hosts in this. This is a great question for you, because there are those who argue about talk radio informing, entertaining, what are we supposed to do? And so what are the range of options from your point of view for a good talk host?
Be honest and be truthful. And do no damage. I'm all for free speech, but do no damage. And if it's an area that you're not sure about, and we're talking about lives that are being lost, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of deaths. We're talking about, you know, way over 500,000 American lives have been lost. What about over 500,000 American lives were lost in a war or in a natural disaster? Oh, it would be a whole different thing. But because this damn thing has been politicized, you kind of sweep it under the carpet. But the fact of the matter is, don't mess around. You know, if you go on the air and you do a false report that some terrible thing is happening and people panic, Well, you're held accountable to that. So, yeah, this, I'm not talking about free speech.
But are you really?
First Amendment.
Are you really? Some of the hosts that have come up with some of these cockamamie claims, like the government is sticking. Now, listen, I'm no lover of the government, and people who listen to me know that I'm not. I don't like politicians, none of them, parties, all that stuff. I find it, I go bananas, frankly. But when somebody says that the government is using the vaccine to stick chips in you so they can keep track of you, I think, but, you know, I say to myself, I think that's crazy and irresponsible, but then I don't know that it's not true. That's the problem. Because
well, you don't
so
know
much
anything
distortion.
It's not true. You don't know
yeah.
anything. This is where you have to, this is where people have to use common sense. Mm-hmm. And the odds are it's not true. You could say, hey, I've heard a rumor about this, but it sounds like it's nonsense. If you want it, bring it to the table. But the fact is, this is where it becomes interesting, and that is subjective judgment. And mm-hmm. and the key is do no harm. Don't go out of your way. Don't purposefully give misinformation because, one, you think it'll please your target audience,
right.
or two, it'll increase your ratings.
But that's been what talk radio has been about in the Trump era. Hasn't it really and truly? The hosts that say things because they believe the audience wants to hear whatever it is that is the mantra from the person in the case of Trump. There are a lot of
radio,
stuff,
radio
hosts
radio
making up a lot
media.
Of stuff.
Radio and media saying things and doing things and playing things and presenting things that the audience, that it perceives the audience wanting to hear, has gone on since the beginning of time. It's a matter of doing it with ethics and knowing when you overdo it to step mm-hmm. back from that line.
Yeah.
What do you think research is? What are people interested in? What do people want to yeah. hear? What music do they want to hear? What records do they want to hear? Mm-hmm. You know, giving the people what they want is one of the pillars of American capitalism. Give the people what they want. What is the market asking
otherwise,
for?
Otherwise, you won't
what
be is, successful, no matter what
exactly.
you're selling.
Exactly. So how far are you going to go? I mean, there are people that want illegal sex. There are people that want illicit, prostitution. There are people that want drugs. There are markets out there. You have to draw the line where your ethics, where your standards, and where your dignity, is defined. What are your boundaries? And that's what it comes down to. I'm not saying that the people that supported Trump or questioned the vaccine were wrong. But if you in your heart believe that something is just obviously not true, and then you do it because it'll get your ratings, keep your job, or keep you from having to deal with negative blowback on Facebook, well, then you're a coward. And I think a tremendous responsibility comes with sitting behind that microphone. I do not think this is a carnival or another arena for scamming. I think that we should have professional ethics, integrity, dignity, and responsibility. Use the word responsibility. I think responsibility is the key word here. And I'm not saying that as a political statement. I'm just simply saying that in general, general.
A lot of bunkum. My father used to use the term bunkum. There's a lot of bunkum on the radio.
There's always been a lot of bunkum. There's always been a lot of bunkum in everything. There have been snake oil salesmen all the way back to the beginning of time, carnival barkers, distortion. Yep. Step right up, you'll see the two-headed woman. And, she has a pimple on her shoulder. We're being misled all the time. Isn't advertising... Isn't Madison Avenue and the advertising industry a spin factory to exaggerate and, stimulate?
Get you to buy the product.
Right. So
we're buy. That's how I make my living, telling people to buy stuff. Yeah.
So we're all involved in this vicious cycle. We all are participants in trying to persuade other people to see things our way. We're constantly selling each other. We're selling each other this and that and everything. So
doctors, it's even come down to doctors. Politicians, you're mentioning Trump. Trump's made it a point to tell people to get vaccinated. It's certainly of late anyway. And a lot of the people that have supported him when he was, whether he was supporting it or he wasn't supporting it, they thought he wasn't or made for a good talking point. But in terms of what goes on, the problem is too many people in our audiences trust the info that comes from the host rather than making up their own minds about things. whether you read or whether you're, I mean, there's certainly a lot of people hungry for info, but if they trust the host and the host says don't do it, then they're likely not to do it. It's kind of a sad reality, but it is.
Trust and credibility. Have you ever gone to a play or seen a movie that the critic in your newspaper said was terrible and you loved it?
I mean, that happens all the time.
Okay. I mean, it's not just, you know, this whole thing of trusting is very subjective. Mm-hmm. You know, trust your teacher. Yeah. Trust your friends.
Yeah. Do we trust the audience to make good decisions, though? Is that what is that our job, to trust the audience to make their own decision on this? Because I think that's
I think we should have respect for everybody as an adult to make their own decisions. We're participating in the conversation. You know me. You've talked to me thousands of hours on the radio over decades.
Yeah.
Don't I think things out before I say things?
And, you also are good at thinking things out as you're saying them. That's a skill that goes beyond thinking about before. There are a lot of people who prepare to go on the air. I remember watching Limbaugh once when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati, and he came to visit, and I introduced him, and I had him. You know, it was an interesting couple of days. But I remember seeing him sit in the studio when I came in the morning, and he had a little razor blade, and he had three or four newspapers in front of him, and he was cutting out little things with his razor blade that he was using as reference. And there are a lot of people who do this, a lot of hosts, national and regional, local, who spend hours doing just that so that they can have material. I mean, I think my world is about what goes on the air. Everything I read and absorb, people say, what are you reading for fun? I don't read anything for fun because I'm always reading stuff that I think I can use conversationally.
And ultimately that's fun for you.
It is fun for me. It is. Because it all becomes part of the conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're talking about talk hosts and talk radio and the list from Talkers Magazine. On the people list, the overview has at number 10 Simone Biles, which is appropriate. A lot of people discussing that situation at the Olympics. Number 9, the fellow that runs China. Number 8, Ron DeSantis, fellow that runs Florida. Number 7, all the officers who testified this week in the January 6th committee hearings. Number 6, Liz Cheney. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, Dr. Fauci. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1 is Joe Biden. His wife, by the way, is undergoing some medical procedure to remove an object which is lodged in her left foot. I don't know how many people have talked about that this week. I bet you now know something that you didn't know. That's the whole idea of all the discussions that we have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. At 43 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oh, for you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Calotren, Calotren,
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. Our, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the last week of July, has the top 10 items as usual. Number 10 has to do with the weather. Number 9 has to do with the Olympics. Number 8 has to do with social media. Number 7 has to do with the border situation, immigration, etc. Number 6, our relationship with China. Number 5, police and violence and crime and all that stuff. That seems to not want to go away, which the conversation is appropriate. Number 4, the economy, what we're going to do about infrastructure, all of the things that are being passed in Washington, what's in those bills. Number 3, the voting legislation and the situation with the election stuff. I used stuff twice in this hour. I can't use it anymore. January 6th, committee hearings number 2, and COVID is number 1. Those are the stories, according to the work done by Talkers Magazine for this week. Let's move back into the groove here. Michael Harrison and his interview this week is a conversation with a New York host named Mark Simone, who we were just talking about off the air. He's been around for a long time. What made you go to him at this point?
I wanted to have a real good conversation with somebody who has a variety of interests to give us the Big Apple perspective on everything from the reopening of Broadway and music to the state of radio to what's happening with crime in New York. And also he talks a little bit about our colleague Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
Who's running for mayor as the GOP candidate. And both of us agree, just like you and I talked about Larry Elder, against conventional wisdom, we think Curtis Sliwa has a very good chance of being the next mayor of New York, which would be an amazing turn of events.
Good God. Can you imagine what a character he is with his beret on, the way he talks? Show me. But Simone does seem, he's been around, excuse me, we were saying he was a jock, but he's been involved in being on the air in any number of ways over the years, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's worked at all the big stations. Yeah. And now he's doing very well at WOR in New York from 10 a.m. to noon. He's been there for a number of years, and he has a big audience. And he does a weekly show on New York One, which is their cable news channel that everybody watches. Or not everybody, but it's big.
Yeah,
And he's a very good conversationalist. So it's just a fun half hour of talking about the issues with a guy that's a seasoned conversationalist. We talk about everything from Donald Trump to Frank Sinatra. And
he sounds like a radio guy, and that's not a pejorative. But to me, he sounds like, you know, there are some people who say if you're going to be a conversationalist, you have to sound like a conversationalist. Some people accuse me of sounding too radio-ish.
I don't know that that's the case, but you know, to each his own. I think that Simone, you can, and Joe Pags is another one of those guys. I think maybe Lars Larson. I'm thinking of the people who have big voices that are on the air that people, you know, maybe pay more attention to because they got a big voice. Who knows?
At any rate, well, ultimately, it's your content. If you have a good voice, it makes you even better.
Yeah. So the conversation, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman now comes onto the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the legalese, if you will, of some of the main stories from the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com and at DJBShow.com. Steve is a lawyer. He's a law professor at Bentley University, in fact, and has established himself as an expert in scams and threats to the public, all kinds of information that he provides at Scamicide.com, his website following up on the things that people are concerned about with regard to scams. And, man, there are so many of them. I am so sick of opening my email every single day. It's this and that, and you can't. I don't even want to unsubscribe because they want you to put your email into the box, and I don't trust that either. Should I?
You shouldn't. Yeah, you know, my motto is trust me, you can't trust anyone. And you're right. It's like, you know, when you get that email or text message and it says, if you want to unsubscribe, click here. Well, you just let them know that they've got a real one. The same thing when you get a call, and they, robocall and they give you an out. If they're calling you on a robocall, chances are it's illegal anyway. So, why do you trust them there?
Yeah, and answering the phone, I oftentimes, when somebody's on the other end of the phone, I give them an expletive deleted. Nothing doesn't even, other than it makes me feel good, that's about it. You know, it doesn't stop me from.
You know, again, the battles with these people, but frankly, the easiest system is the most non-technical. You know, we have an app that we use that's supposed to limit robocalls and scam calls, and it does fairly well, but it's not 100%. If I don't recognize the number, I don't answer it. If it's a legit one, they'll leave a message.
A message. That's exactly what I do.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. All right. So, let's see here. Well, there's a number of things here.
Number five is a focus on crime and violence. One of the things that I find, I don't know, I guess looking at this from a legal point of view, what the public officials are supposed to be informing the public about. The mayor of Chicago this week said that she is not going to talk to any white reporters. Is that legal?
Technically, she can do that. But I mean, when we have a country that's so divided anyway, why would you increase that division? If anything, you want to be talking, you know, more with people, and you want to hear and be able to respond. You know, the whole idea with policing has gotten, you know, far too political, because you look at the two extremes. You want to do away with the police. That's fine in a perfect world. We need the police. We need them out there. You can kind of go back to a few good men, and he said, "You need us on those ramparts." So you do need that. But they're also, the criticisms of the police are quite legitimate. They need to be better trained. We need to have people, particularly when they're responding with violence, which sometimes they have to, that are going to do it in a professional manner, in an understanding manner. You know, we had an instance out here in Western Massachusetts, and they showed a video. There was a person who was obviously unstable, who had a gun, and the police officer didn't shoot him, could well have shot him, managed to talk him down, and they got him without any violence. That's tough and dangerous to do. But once again, you know, somewhere in the middle, these two extremes are way out of it.
Well, how much of this, let's probe into this a little bit more,
sure.
Maybe from a legalese point of view. There are a lot of new mayors in cities. I'm thinking about Boston, but you look around the country, the mayor of my community, Framingham, is a black woman. A lot of black women who are being elected into the mayoral positions, and they seem to be, I don't know the woman in Boston, but the stuff I'm hearing or reading in the newspaper leads me to believe she may not quite be cut out of the same cloth as the mayor of Chicago or the mayor of Baltimore or the mayor of Framingham, who I think is, I make this statement with due regard to propriety. There's a lot of reverse racism going on, or just plain racism, period. And there's no place for it. And I wonder how the public deals with it, using the examples that I've just come up with. Recalls and stuff?
Racism. Yeah, racism is not an effective way to govern, whether it is racism against blacks or it's racism against whites. And, you know, the fact that they're appealing to some politicians politically rather than practically is very disturbing.
Yeah, it is. All right, thanks for your point of view as usual. An important part of the Talk Radio Countdown show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.